Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Parafair today. As we come in, as we get loose in here, as we look around and see what's in front of us, see what's behind us, see what's on the side of us. Today's story, and not story, topic, the thing we're talking about today is just as we start this journey down the road, just staying undistracted or not getting distracted on your goals. And as I look back at some things that I'm going through today, one of the things that I'm working on is just saving up a little money every day and go from there and just keep saving money up. So one of the things I do is every day I just put a certain amount into the bank. And then today I drove up to the bank and it's like, wait a minute, it doesn't look like it's open. I said, oh, okay, well, I guess I don't have to deposit it today. I said, oh, yeah, you're going to have to deposit it. Now what you did for today into yesterday, you got to double it up. Because I think a lot of times what happens is we get distracted a lot of times in our goals. And we say, okay, I guess I don't have to do it today. Well, you know, today I don't feel like working out today. I'll do some other stuff today. That's what I mean about getting distracted. Today, before I push this button to record this podcast, I had about 3 or 4 people trying to just distract me about what I should get done today. You know, and I'm like looking at my podcast. I'm like, well, I guess I can do it some other time. I guess I don't really need to do it right now. As we look back at a lot of things that we're doing in life, as we're going toward our goals, you're going to have people all the time who are going to distract you. People who can block that stuff out and go along their way and just keep pushing themselves, they're going to make it because they realize that distraction that they're having is just a small part of what they need to do to get there. Now, there's other people, they get distracted. They lose their train of thought. They don't know where they are. They just doing all kind of stuff. You got to really just get it under control. I'm going to say this in the nicest way. You got to get it under control. I know you want to do certain things. I know you want to meet that weight loss or attain certain things, attain a law degree or finish school or get that certain job. I know you have your relatives, you have your family members. They're all telling you what you should do and all these things that you should get done on a daily basis. You know what you need to do. And I know sometimes if some people don't understand the things that you have to get done because they don't care. You know, I'm not saying they don't care. They care, but they don't understand the pressure that you're under. The pressure that, everyone's in a lot of pressure around here. And you may not seem to get the pressure, but you got to get certain things done. And they don't understand the path that you're going down. You can explain it to them, talk to them about it, but all they care about is, I want this, replace this, do that. And you're like, look, I'm trying to do the best I can, but you just keep telling me I'm not going to make it. And here's the deal. A lot of times people are going to tell you things about going down that journey. They're frustrated because they can't do it. They're kind of jealous of what you're doing. And once you figure that out, you just eliminate them from the equation. Because it's like they've given up on what they wanted to do. They realize, I can't do this. I can't do that. I remember when I started this journey, I keep saying this over and over again. It was just to help a few people. It was just to help a few people, talk to a few people, what's going on with them, and give them some of encouragement every day and go from there. Now that I look back after doing this for a while, I realize, hey, I'm not just helping those people anymore. I got other people that looking forward to hearing the podcast. And one of the things that is weird, I was looking at one of the podcasts that holds our show, or you know, host our show, and they kind of tell, you know, kind of tell on you a little bit if you're updating your show or not. It says, you know, when is the podcast produced? And sometimes it says daily, sometimes it says, you know, semi-weekly and whatnot. And it just tells on you. It tells on you if you're being consistent or not. And I'm just thinking about times where I don't record. I said, why did I record that day? Well, you got distracted. So what distracted me from doing what I'm supposed to do? If this is something I want to do and something you want to do, you got to take it serious. You can't just walk around and say, oh, yeah, I'll get to it when I want to. You got to be like laser-like focused. I was looking at some of the people that I follow on Instagram. And this one guy, he's just very hardcore about weight training and losing weight, changing your body, and that mentality that you have to fight through. And he says the biggest problem he had, he says you have these demons in your head just talking to you all the time, convincing you that you're happy, your body's happy where it is right now. You don't need to do anything. He said, we always make excuses. He said, he was talking about one time how you get up and you see your shoes. And he's like, his shoes were talking to him, say, hey, it's time to run. It's time to do our thing. And he's like, nah, not today. You guys can rest today. And the shoes like, no, we're ready to go. He's like, what do you mean you're ready to go? Yeah, we're ready to go. We want to run. Well, he looked out the curtains. It was raining a little bit. And so you guys don't want to get wet. He said, we don't mind that. We can dry up really easy. He said, let me just get up and go. Then it started lightning outside. He said, I got to go back inside. He said, our mind is always doing things to distract us, get us off task. As I'm doing this recording, I just realized that some people are going to distract me again. What should I do? I said, all right, I guess I'm not going to record today. I guess the people don't need to hear what I have to say. I guess I don't really care. Man, it's not, you're not reaching out to, you know, and you start wrestling. You're not reaching out to that many people. Yeah, well, I don't know. I really don't know. But you have to know. You have to know what's best for you. You know your journey, that the things that you want in life. I hate when people sit around and complain how bad things are, but they're willing not to do anything for it. Willing to sit there and complain about how bad it is, but they really don't want to do anything whatsoever. They want to get better. Do they put the time in? Nah. They just want to sit around and tell me or tell myself, man, I wish I had this and I had that. Well, why don't you? Well, you know, everyone has a story. Everyone always has a story why they got distracted. I was doing fine and I met this person and they distracted me from going after my goals, or they told me that, oh, I'm not talented enough. I said, well, who are they? I'm having this dilemma right now. I'm having this really big dilemma. Do I put myself out there? Because I, be honest with you, I'm not saying I'm busy like everyone else. But I don't want to see certain people miss out on certain opportunities. And also, sometimes when you see certain things that are just out there, and you're like, do I really want to, is this a distraction or is this something that's going to make me better? And a lot of times we think certain opportunities are great opportunities for us, but sometimes they are the distraction of what you need to get done. As I look back at, I got an email today and they need some people to do certain things, a certain job. And I'm thinking, I don't know how I have the time. They said, well, then I ignored it. And then they said, we had a urgent meeting Wednesday, 6:30. You have to be there. I'm like, oh man, do I really want to do this? You know, am I willing to put myself out there? And it's not like I don't know what I'm doing. It's not like I don't know how to do certain things. It's just as I look at certain things and am I intimidated by the people who are going to be doing this with me? No, not really. I know the game. I know certain things I need to get done. But as I look at some things that I'm doing, like, do I have time? Will I ever get this time again in my life to do it again? I have to understand that as I'm running around and trying to do this stuff, I may have to do it. I may have to just make some time to do certain things. Now, as I push things together and make things better for me and myself and other people, as you embrace these distractions that are coming toward you, a lot of times we see distractions and we run from them. Sometimes you're going to have to go to the distraction and say, hey, look, man, or look, lady, or look, whatever you want to name the person, personify it, whatever you want to do to it. So I got to get something done. You know, if you're around or somebody else is around, I'm still going to get my stuff done. I'm still going to get my stuff done. It doesn't matter. If you come along, whatever, I'm still going to go to my goal. I was listening to this one person, and this father and son were walking in the woods, and they were, you know, walking. And somehow or another, the boy got distracted and went to the left and just started looking at certain things, looking at how, you know, the winter changes certain trees in certain ways. And so the dad just kept walking straight. And the kid went to the left, went to the right, went to the left, just looking at various things, looking at trees, breaking tree limbs off, kicking over rocks, and just having a good time. Eventually, they met back up on the path, and the dad and the son, he said, son, look at how I went straight in this path. You see the snow? I went straight on this path. And see how your path is just really just all over the place. And he's like, yeah, dad, that's great. You went straight. Look at my path, though. Look at all the things I got to experience. Look at all the challenges I got to overcome. You took the road less traveled. I went around. I did certain things. I did this. I did that. He said, but you didn't have that challenge. You didn't get distracted. You didn't focus on that's just your personality. Now, as you notice, we're back at the same spot. And we almost got there almost at the same time. A lot of times you're going to get distracted. You're going to be all over the place. And you're going to just be wandering around like a butterfly. Just floating around, just doing your thing. As long as you know what you need to do, you're going to be fine. Now, here's the trick about getting distracted. Is you got to set certain goals. You got to let certain things, no matter what happens, you got to make sure that you are still going towards your goal. And it could just be, you know, little bit by little bit, but you're still going to make it to your goal. You're still going to do what you need to do. A lot of us who get distracted, we forget about our goals, what we need to get done. We're trying to do other things. Now, if the goal is to get better and you're distracted and you're not doing that, it's really going to hurt you. It's really going to hurt you whatsoever. You have to do better. You have to stay focused on what you need to get done. A lot of us, we get distracted by, you know, relationships. We get distracted by the cold weather. We get distracted by a job. It throws us off track. That's, you know, that's just life. A lot of times I think as we go to school, we think that I graduate from high school, I'm going to go do this, do that. And then you realize, wait a minute, some things have changed in my life. I really don't want to do that anymore. I want to do something different. Then you get distracted with that. You get tied up with the wrong people or the right people, whatever you want to get tied up with. And you realize, man, 29, 30 years old, and I still haven't done what I'm supposed to be doing. Where did that time go? That's what is so valuable about a lot of things that you're doing, is that time is still moving. Now, you can get distracted and do your thing and go all over the place. But if you're not focused, you're going to waste a lot of time. And it's okay to veer off, but you still every now and then do a little bit work. Do a little bit work. I know I'm working on this project right now, and I just told myself every day, just do a little bit every day, and you'll be fine. I have this machine I'm working on, and I've basically taken it apart. I said, well, let's put it all back together every day. Every day we're going to just put a little piece through that here, put a little piece there, and you're going to just keep working at it. I said, what if that doesn't work? And I said, well, we'll try it again. But we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. I said, we don't have that in us. That's how I'm going to face a lot of things I have to get done in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. I realized I just got to just stay focused. Don't get so distracted. And just keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's boring. Yeah, it's okay, but it's okay to deviate. It's okay to have a good night out. But here's the deal. As you have the good night out, the next morning you got to double up your effort. I was listening to this one guy. One guy was talking about, he's a professional athlete, and he was talking about he doesn't deprive himself of dessert. He says, we go into these best restaurants and all over the world. We're traveling. He says, He said, but the trick is when I get that dessert, I just get one bite of the dessert and I'm done with it. I just kill that. That kills the craving. One bite of the dessert and I move on. But a lot of us, we want to get distracted, eat the whole dessert, have another, and we just lose it. We just go off the deep end. Why do we go off the deep end? Well, because we have no self-control. We don't know how to control ourselves. There's this person right now I'm thinking about who just the self-control that this person needs to, maintain. Why do we lose our self-control? Why do we get distracted? It's because we don't really realize that there's so many things that we need to get done on a daily basis. And every day that you wake up, and you can always get a little better each day. I was talking to myself about that right before I pushed this button. I said, just a little bit better each day. Just a little bit better each day. That's all we want. I was talking to this one guy this week, and he was talking about this trucking company. And he says, they'll pick up anything as long as they're making a profit. As long as they're making a profit, they'll pick it up. He said, they'll pick up stuff if they're making 3 cents a profit. He said, they don't care. I said, hey, profit's profit to them. As long as they're making money, they don't care. Now, he says, they're not distracted at what they're doing. They're going to do a good job when they get it. When they get their stuff, they're going to stay focused on what they need to do and just keep walking. A lot of us, we'll get really distracted and don't know what we're doing. How many of us have ever been distracted and stopped going after our goals? We all have. You say, I'm going to go after this now. I'm going to go after that now. The biggest problem I see with myself, and I see a lot of things that I'm doing, is finishing up these goals. A lot of times we set these goals out there, and we got to make sure that you have these little markers out there to let you know that, you know what, today I'm going to accomplish this, this, and this. And what do you mean by this, this, and this? Well, what if I don't accomplish this, this, and that? Well, if I get 2 out of 3, 66%, some days you're going to get everything accomplished, but I'm going to keep doing and going in the right direction. But what if my friends want to go out and hang out and they know I have this paper to write? Well, if they're your friends, they're your real friends, they'll understand that. Myself, as I as I look back at a lot of my friendships, you can't take everybody with you. All right, I'm going to say this in a nice way. All your friends, you can't take them all with you. I see people all the time. They're hanging out, having a good time. And someone told me that a long time ago. Where you're going, you can't. Everybody doesn't need to go. Sometimes the road to success is lonely. And it's very lonely. And I hate to break that to you. Because you're always going to have that person or whatever. Nah, man, you don't need to be doing that. This and that. You're wasting your time. Then you got another person. Yeah, man. And yeah, do that. I think you're doing a good job. Distractions. I always tell people when they start a business or whatever they're doing, so you need to tell 15,000 people. Just do what you need to do. You don't need to tell people you had a grand opening. Because what happens is then they'll start thinking, oh, they need me to keep their business open. They need me to do certain things for them. No, we don't need you. We're going to make it no matter what. We got faith in what we're our product over here. So we're not really worried about what you want us to do. As you become better and better and better, you have to understand that you just got to just keep working at it. You got to keep working at it and getting better and better and better. As I think back to a lot of things that I'm doing, I have to understand that sometimes people are just not going to be happy with you. There's nothing you can do about that. They don't want to be here, be with you on the journey. You can't do anything about it. As I make some decisions, some business decisions about being focused on what I need to do, I have to understand and I have to appreciate a lot of things that I'm doing. I said, not every time you make a decision, people aren't going to be happy. When things are right and they can just do what they want to distract you and not, you know, people are like that. People don't want you to go forward. I've seen people come to the business and walk away from the business. I don't want to be here. Okay, that's fine. It took a lot of gumption for me to understand that. What do you mean a lot of gumption? Well, this took a lot of, like, okay, it's right. It's okay. You walk away. But you're not going to distract me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, here's the next deal about distractions and whatnot. All your distractions, they're going to be tailor-made for you. What do you mean tailor-made? They're not going to be off-the-rack kind of distractions. No, they're going to be tailor-made to fit your eye. That's going to kind of lull you into not doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you know that there's certain things or certain things you're just not supposed to be eating, they're going to be on sale. They're going to be just available for you. Or a certain person that you're attracted to, they're going to just magically pop up. Certain situations, certain movies, certain things on TV, they're going to distract you. I know I was talking to this buddy yesterday. He's like, everyone say, hey, are you, going back to work tomorrow? Are you ready? He's like, oh, man, I started working. And I got distracted by YouTube. I said, I like YouTube if you're watching my channel. But he said, no, I just got distracted. Next thing I know, and I was doing something else. And I said, that's tailor-made for you. You know you like to go on YouTube and spend time. We all do. We all like to to chill out and not do much sometimes. But we have to understand that as things are tailor-made for us, we got to keep pushing ourselves. We got to keep pushing ourselves in new directions. We got to embrace that distraction. We got to embrace what we're doing. And as we embrace the things that we're doing, we got to make sure that we turn that distraction into our motivation. So yeah, he may have distracted me, but I still had to get things done. I know the other day I was sitting down and I was just tired and I didn't want to get up and take care of things at the business. Just tired. And I said, do you want that phone call? And then something else distracted me. Something else distracted me on my phone. I started looking at my phone. I was like, okay. And then something else happened. I said, hey, you need to get going. Because whatever you're doing right now is not working. So I got myself up and I started moving in the right direction. Same thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to keep moving yourself in the right direction. And your distractions are going to come. They're not going to just go away because you say go away. That's just part of the deal. That's just part of what you're going to have to do. Say, all right, distraction, come along for the ride. Come along for the ride because it's going to be a good ride. And we don't want you to miss it. Now, a lot of us, we would put distraction in the front seat with us. And they want to let distraction take the wheel. Say, no, distraction, you're over here just for the ride today. Just put your head out the window, look for things, and move on. I want you to enjoy this success distraction. Because without you, it wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as fun. So as you motivate yourself today and as you motivate yourself to get better and bigger and stronger, remember as you get distracted in life and as you try to understand some things that you're going through, a lot of things that I'm going through, we all get distracted. It's some people all day long, they always have an excuse why they didn't get certain things done. Well, you know, this came up, that came up. So you got to keep pushing yourself. I'm going to keep pushing myself to make myself better. And if I just make a little progress each and every day, that's what I do. Each and every day to make a little progress, we'll just keep going at that. But the distractions will be there. There are going to be people. There's going to be nature. There's going to be physical objects. There's going to be some things that, like I said, are tailor-made for you to get distracted. Just laugh. Like I do, one thing I do, I just laugh and say, I knew you would be here. Thank you for coming along. Get in the car. Let's go. You're going to be right along with us. Well, I'm here not to break your spirit so you can't get that podcast done. Well, sorry. Podcast is going to get done. Law degree is going to get done. Whatever I need to get done, it's going to get done. Because you don't have the power in this situation. Okay? So once again, I want to thank you again for joining us on the Parafair Podcast. Thanks again for all the support that you've been giving us over the last couple of years as we've been doing this podcast, as we lift you up. Okay? So thanks again, and we will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
To an end. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.